10. Muddy mutts raise more than £5,000. More than 80 dogs and their owners tackled mud baths and obstacles to raise in excess of £5,000 for animals in distress in an event last month. Hounds and their handlers were soaked in a water dip and covered in mud as they tackled a 3K Muddy Mutts sponsored dog walk at Powderham Castle. The first time the event has taken place there. Previously, the event has been held at the Riverdark Country Park. Everyone who took part completed the course, which consisted of commando crawling and dog-friendly obstacles such as jumps, tunnels, weaves, and temptation alley games. Owners were able to hose their hounds down after the event with dog-washing facilities at the end of the course. Claire Meyer, fundraising officer, said everyone had a wonderful time and thoroughly enjoyed themselves. The event has raised an incredible £5,185 for the animals in our care. We would like to thank everyone who took part and their sponsors. A special thank you to our wonderful volunteers, to our wonderful friends at Woofstock UK and to Powderham Castle for hosting this amazing event. We are already looking forward to next year's event. All the proceeds from the Muddy Challenge will go to help the homeless dogs, cats, rabbits and guinea pigs at the Animals in Distress Rescue Centre in Ipplepen. The charity has been inundated in recent years as a result of the increase in the cost of living and the aftermath of lockdown.
Poignant tributes left after railway death. Dozens of floral tributes and balloons have been left on a bridge by Tynmouth Railway Station in memory of a young man who tragically lost his life just ahead of the Easter weekend. Emergency services were called to the railway line near Tynmouth Station at around 10 to midnight on Thursday the 28th of March, following reports of a casualty on the tracks. Sadly, a person was pronounced dead at the scene, a spokesperson from the British Transport Police confirmed. The incident is not being treated as suspicious and a file is being prepared for the coroner. The deceased has not yet been officially identified, but has been named locally as a young man called Will. Flowers, balloons and a graffiti message reading Will's World have been left on the bridge over the railway line on Shute Hill in Tynmouth in memory of the lad. Many locals have been left reeling by the death. Messages have been left on social media remembering Will as someone who always had a smile on his face and never had a bad word to say about anyone. Another message reads, "I can't believe you've gone. We have to look out for each other." A GoFundMe page has been set up to raise money for a memorial bench for Will, and donations have already exceeded £5,000, far more than the original £600 target. The Tynmouth Railway Station death comes less than a year after 58-year-old local gardener Penelope Lane was killed after being hit by a train last September. And there's a photograph of the balloons and the flowers left in memory.
Store celebrates Record Shops Day. An independent record store in Newton Abbot is preparing to celebrate all things vinyl for this year's Record Store Day. Phoenix Sounds will be throwing open its doors on Saturday the 20th of April from 8 a.m. for the annual event, which supports independent music shops. Known for its eclectic mix of music, Phoenix Records is poised to offer a range of exclusive releases from Kate Bush to Neil Young. Owner Roger Cox and his team have planned a series of live performances at the Queen Street shop on the day. Roger said, "We are eagerly anticipating Record Store Day. This will be our second year and it's a chance to revel in our love for music and to offer some truly unique and sought-after releases." Performing on the day will be local singer Olivia Rose, and Steve Cooper will be attending with his retrospective DJ set. Phoenix Sounds will continue its tradition of supporting local causes with No Limits Cafe being the providers of bacon and vegan rolls for the keen enthusiasts queuing, some from 2 a.m. The first record store day was in 2008 and is now celebrated by thousands of record shops across the world. In the UK, more than 270 shops participate. And with this article, there's a photograph of Roger Cox in his shop sifting through all the vinyl LPs.
South Devon is beyond paradise. South Devon Railway played a starring role in the opening episode of the hit BBC One crime drama Beyond Paradise, which returned for a much-awaited second season last week. Series 1 of the Death of Paradise spin-off, which is set in the fictional Devon seaside town of Shipton Abbott, was the UK's most watched new drama of last year across all channels and streamers. The Heritage Railway takes centre stage in the first episode when a murder mystery play rehearsal on a steam train turns deadly after the actor playing the victim is found with a real knife in his back. SDR is planning its own murder mystery train rides and wants to create an exhibition featuring props from the show, including the Shipton Abbott station sign. General Manager Ernest Ellsworth Wilson said, "It all looked amazing and we're delighted the railway had such a starring role in episode one."
Firefighters pub trip for training purposes only. A Moreton Hampstead pub recently played host to several of Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service's very best as colleagues gathered for a training exercise. Firefighters from Bovey Tracy, Chagford, Moreton Hampstead, North Taunton, Okehampton and Princetown descended upon the Bell Inn for an evening of breathing apparatus training. "We'd like to thank the owners of the Bell Inn for letting us use such a great venue," a spokesperson for Chagford Fire Station said. The team from Chagford also spent time working with the Mass Decontamination Unit and conducted its annual testing of the hose reels. And there's a picture of some of the firefighters' stage training night at the Bell Inn.
At the heart of the community, the great and the good from Bovey Tracy were recognised for their services to the town at a recent awards evening hosted by the Town Council. Bovey Tracy Town Council recently held its annual community awards. There were four categories of award: Young Citizen of the Year, Community Champion Award, Environmental Champion Award, and the Honorary Representative of the Lord of the Manor of Bovey Tracy Award. Deserving individuals and organisations were nominated throughout February, with the awards being presented at the annual town meeting last month. The winners were presented with their awards by the Mayor of Bovey Tracy, Councillor Sheila Brook and Councillor Tony Allen. And the article is surrounded by various photographs of the award winners, and one that shines out is Bethany and Harry Ward receiving their Young Citizens Award, and they are both smiling broadly.